Felix, Felix, do do do, Felix.
Is that part of the song? I don't know. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Jasmine Garst from Mexico City.
We have a show of brand new music, and we're starting with one of your tracks.
This is De Los Pelos, by The Hair, by Manuel Onís and Martín Buscaglia.
I love the way it starts. Let's hear what the rest of the song sounds like.
Vos tenés un cerdo en una oreja, en la otra te hablan desde el cielo. Si algún día enloqueces y quieres llorar, por favor no te olvides el pañuelo. Hoy estás bailando con el cerdo que gobierna tu sueño y tus anhelos. Pero si te despertas y quieres volar, te aseguro que te agarran de los pelos.
Te agarran de los pelos.
Solo si te dejas agarrar. Y si habla de tus sueños, es porque te quiere despertar.
Vos tenés un cerdo en una oreja, en la otra te hablamos del cielo.
Hoy estás bailando con el cerdo que gobierna tu sueño y tus anhelos. Pero si te despertas y quieres volar, te aseguro que te agarran de los pelos.
Te agarran de los pelos.
Ojo. Te agarran de los pelos solo si te dejas agarrar.
There was all kinds of cool, fun stuff going on in that song.
Yeah. We've played Martín Buscaglia before. We played his Candombe de Marte, and we met him once in Austin. And that's what you were kind of hearing towards the end, that Candombe music, that just very African, Uruguayan music. This is actually Manuel Onís's record. It's his new record called Tobogán al Anonimato, or like a slide into anonymity. But this song, De Los Pelos, musically, it's really good. It's like a real collage of not just of quirky and weird sounds, but really beautiful. And it's just very beautifully woven together, you know? And next up, I brought a Colombian singer whose name is Cali Uchis. And this is the song Real.
You got the game fucked up. Walking into my life, trying to switch everything all up. Something I can't define about ya. I think I like it, baby. You showed up right in time, and I think that I like it. Yeah,
I like it.
Scared money don't make none. Boy, I don't got the time when you tell me that I'm the one. Need more than wine and dine, 'cause people are so temporary. Sharing my lifetime with someone is a little scary. Yeah, I'm down, but not just for anyone. Stick around, this could turn into heaven.
So is she from Colombia or is she from Oakland? Okay, because that track is so slow grooving. I loved it. Tell me about her.
Well, she's from Colombia, raised in Virginia, and I'm a huge Erykah Badu fan, and this just reminded me a lot of, like, early Erykah Badu. I mean, her voice is just absolutely incredible, and it's interesting to me that you said, is she from Oakland? You know how certain songs and music transports you to back to a geographical place where you've been? You can almost like smell certain smells and taste certain foods. So the first song we played today, the Martín Buscaglia and Manuel Onís song, De Los Pelos, it just made me really, it really took me back to life on the River Plate. Like it has this kind of like mellow, everything's gonna be okay, but with like an undercurrent of a little bit of anxiety. And something about that song, and maybe the candombe rhythms and the vocals that are very loose vocals, you know, almost like soccer chants. It just made me feel like having some mate and, be, you know, just hanging around, like maybe going down to the river. And this song, the Caliucci song, it just took me back to having a glass of wine on my porch in Oakland.
Is it because of the style of stuff that you heard when you lived there?
Yeah, I think so. And I also, you know, I heard something really interesting once that was that, like, hip-hop and R&B from the East Coast is for dancing, and hip-hop and R&B on the West Coast is for driving, because we drive a lot on the West Coast.
Huh.
And it has, like, that kind of slow cruising down the highway, you know, chill out California vibe, even though she's not from California. But she has collaborated with, like, Snoop Dogg, which you can obviously see, you know, by the rhythm of her flow.
Okay, we're going to keep that slow groove going, but it's going to have a different feel to it. Check this out. This is a bit of Cuba by way of Canada, with a cover of an old Bill Withers tune from saxophonist Jane Burnett.
Anytime she goes away.
Afro-Cuban Yoruba funky soul. How can you go wrong?
This is a beautiful find, Felix. How'd you find this?
Somebody sent it to me. But, you know, I keep an eye out for Jane Bunnett. Let me give you a little bit of history, a little bit of deeper dive into who she is. Jane Bunnett is a Canadian jazz saxophonist, and on this track she's playing soprano, which she usually plays. She also plays flute. The album's produced by her husband, Larry Kramer. You know, they've been exploring Cuban music from Cuba for decades, and principally because they can travel there, they have access to musicians, and they've helped promote many jazz and traditional artists from Cuba. This new album, it's an all-female band, and in the liner notes, she points out that Makeke means female spirit in Yoruba. It was a name suggested by the grandmother of the lead singer of the band, Daimi Arosena. And this album is a collection of great Afro-Cuban jazz, but they get funky and they cross genres because they are so very talented there on this track. The album's called Jane Bunnett and Makeke. And that is, of course, the Bill Withers tune, Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone. So there.
You're in a very Cuban mood today.
You know, and I'm going to follow it up with a group called the Creole Choir of Cuba.
We've played them on our show before.
We have played them on a show before, and I'm playing this track today for a couple of reasons. First of all, because the core of the group used to be in a group called Desandan, and that was a group that was associated with Jane Bunnett and Larry Kramer before. They collaborated on recordings. But I'm playing this track because it's from a triple CD set that is called Real World 25. And it's the 25th anniversary of Real World Records, which is the brainchild of Peter Gabriel. And he is a musician who's always been open to music from all over the world. This is a great compilation that's coming out later in the month in September of a lot of different styles of traditional and contemporary music. And it's not easy to get people to open their minds and their ears to a lot of different styles of music. And they've been doing it for a quarter of a century. So hats off to them. And this is our little tribute to them. This is a track from the Creole Choir of Cuba. And I'm not even going to attempt to butcher the Haitian Creole title. Let's just play it because it's a beautiful track. Very stately, very refined, It reflects the Haitian culture that exists on the eastern part of Cuba, which is the result of immigration, but actually the forced immigration of Haitian slaves into Cuba to help harvest the sugar centuries ago.
Felix, I'm still getting comments about last week's show in which we talked about the new film Cantinflas. And, you know, I understand you brought something from the film today.
Yes, I did. And here's why. I'm in the middle of watching this movie and there's all kinds of drama. There's all this stuff going on. And in the middle, I hear a voice. I say, wait a minute, I recognize that voice. It's La Marisol from the group La Santa Cecilia. And they redid the song Tu Vida Es Un Escenario, which is most famously associated with La Lupe.
Oh, I love her so much.
And if anyone, again, it's one of those things where if you're going to take on an iconic song closely associated with someone,
you better to fill in those shoes.
You got that right. And you tell me, I think Marisol just nails this.
She almost does like a grito at the end.
A very little tiny one, yeah.
Well, listen, this is a great song. I mean, like you said, if you're going to fill in shoes as big as La Lupe's, you better, you know, be able to do it. And as far as like new vocalists on the scene go, I mean, she's pretty unchallenged. She's just amazing. I mean, here in Mexico, people are just like astonished by her vocal talents. She's just fantastic.
Well, you know, the group is currently on a tour, actually in South America. They're on a promotion tour, and they're spreading the word little by little of the kind of reception and the kind of acceptance and the kind of support they have here in Mexico and in the United States. So hats off to them for nailing that song and choosing just the right song, because the whole idea of, you know, your life is like a stage, is like a play, is like a drama. It fit La Lupe's story, but it also fits Mario Moreno's story too.
Well, yeah, because, you know, La Lupe was like this very tragic figure, and she sings a lot about heartbreak and betrayal. And, you know, Mario Moreno was someone who was very famous for his on-screen persona. Perhaps you could say he was consumed by it as well.
That's why I think that song is appropriate. It's a good choice in the soundtrack. But we're going to end the show right now noticing the passing of a legend that seems to be all anyone is talking about in social media today and yesterday.
Yes. Unfortunately, you're talking about Gustavo Cerati, the Argentine musician who passed away on Thursday, September 4th. But let's talk a little bit about what Gustavo Cerati meant to Latin music. You know, Felix, you can really say that there's like a before and after Gustavo Cerati and his band, Soda Stereo, in Latin music. There's a very distinct before and after. And what he did with his band, Soda Stereo, and later on as a soloist, is he really created the pan-Latin American rock star. Before him, I mean, it was, you know, there were places in Latin America where rock was very popular, Mexico, Argentina, Uruguay, but there was not this one rock group that could tour the entire continent and bring in so many hits and so many fans. Because, you know, labels also just saw rock as not internationally profitable. And probably if before Soda Stereo you told someone, you know, one day a rock band from Argentina is going to be hugely, immensely popular in Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Cuba, Colombia, they wouldn't have believed you, you know? And then Gustavo Cerati came on the scene and he came on with Soda Stereo. And then he embarked on a solo career. And the rest is history. I mean, it's really considered one of the most important bands in Latin rock. And, you know, 4 years ago, while he was on tour in Venezuela, he had a stroke. And he's been in a coma ever since. And unfortunately, he passed away last week.
Well, he certainly left a rich legacy of music. And that's all anyone is talking about. On social media, people are posting their favorite songs, their favorite concerts, videos, remembrances. It's a big loss. Way too young.
Way too young. He was 55.
That's exactly as old as I am right now. Way too young.
I just really struggled to find one song to play because I love all Soda Stereo's songs. I love all Gustavo Cerati's songs. You know, Soda Stereo's songs are often really happy and danceable. Soda Stereo came on the scene at this really crazy moment in which the dictatorship in Argentina had fallen and everyone kind of wanted to stop being sad and angry. And it was a lot of party music. So I didn't want to pick that. And I didn't want to pick something really sad either. One of my favorite Gustavo Cerati songs from his solo career is the song Puente. And I love it because it's just right, you know? It's like kind of melancholy, but also really sweet and hopeful. And that's kind of how I feel about his music right now. I'm really grateful for the gift. I'm, you know, also really sad for the loss. So I picked this song, Puente. And you know what? I think that I just want to hear this song without talking over it. So let's just say goodbye now.
Before we go, we want to ask our listeners, what was your favorite Gustavo Cerati song or Soda Stereo song?
And you can do that on our website, npr.org/altlatino, or on our Facebook and Twitter, we're NPR's Alt Latino.
I'm Felix Contreras in Washington, D.C.
I'm Jasmine Garst in Mexico City. This has been Alt Latino, and this is Gustavo Cerati's Puente.
Busco. ojos tuyos para hacerte aparecer.
Yeah.